Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have heard about this already because the occasion certainly has received a lot of press. In June of this year, a Midlands wine bar received a coveted James Beard Award, the first time this has ever happened in the capital city. Tim Gardner is owner and founder of Lula Drake Wine Parlor in Columbia, recipient of the 2024 Outstanding Wine and Other Beverages category from James Beard. And we have him on the phone. Tim, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you. It has been a whirlwind and very exciting.
For our listeners who don't know anything about your establishment, give us the backstory and an overview.
So Lula Drake actually started out as a passion project for me. I am a sommelier, and I had worked on the other side of the business, blending wines in Spain. I kind of grew up as a server and a bartender, and I knew I always wanted to be on this side of the business. So I looked for a space for several years. I wanted it to feel like some of the bodegas and restaurants in Spain where I had visited. And I finally found this spot at 1635 Main Street, downtown Columbia. And I wanted to focus on organic, sustainable, and biodynamic wines. And those are wines where they are not manipulated. I found a way to make that happen somehow. We've been going now since November of 2016. We also have a full kitchen now, which we did not have when we started. And we've just been enjoying the ride.
And so tell us what this award means now for you going forward.
I think mainly I love what it has done for the city and for the staff. This is the first time any establishment has won this award in Columbia. We were nominated the previous year for hospitality, and we made it to the finals, so we were one of five. This year, we were nominated for wine and other beverages program. We were one of five, and we ended up winning. And we have seen a huge increase in business. We're seeing people from all over the world, all over the state. There are, in fact, people, retired folks, who just drive around the country and go to the James Beard Winners establishment. So it has really opened up the world for us.
Reservations required then going forward?
No, we can't do reservations. We're so small. If we lose a table, somebody cancels. It has sort of a steamroller effect. We tried that early on, and we found that it also helps with the fact that we are a very laid-back place. You can kind of come and go. A lot of people like to sit at the bar, but we do have a wait list every night now. But it's usually not a long list because the tables and the bar turn rather quickly.
And so what have been your challenges so far? I know that this industry has been hurting for a long time in the labor market, you know, getting quality people ever since before the pandemic.
We've been really lucky with that. We have several people that have been with me since the beginning. And actually with the James Beard Award, we've had some really good people come through that are interested in what we're doing. So I'd say probably the biggest challenge at this point is just being able to keep up with all the people that are coming in to visit and making sure that we retain our high level of service.
And so with this award and the fact that you are a small space, does it motivate you to maybe open up a second location?
That's the question of the day, I tell you. I hear that one almost every day. Of course, I have had a lot of opportunity for that lately. I'm keeping my options open for that. I'm not sure if it would be another Lula or another type of establishment. I have a lot of ideas that I've been thinking about. So at this point, not to sound like a politician, but to sound like a politician, I'm weighing the options.
Well, Tim, once again, congratulations on this award. And we will look forward to checking in with you again in the future.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
Tim Gardner is owner and founder of Lula Drake Wine Parlor in Columbia, recipient of the 2024 Outstanding Wine and Other Beverages category from James Beard. We will have a link to his business posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.